no problem. That's probably going to work the best, right? How's business been for you guys? It's steady?
Hi, is Mickey there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Mickey, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Danny?
Good, man. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you. I know we were in contact about a month ago, and you mentioned, you know, you were looking for a dump truck, you know, and possibly a forklift. I mean, are those plans still on the horizon?
We're still looking for a truck, man, but we haven't found anything yet, so.
Yeah, you haven't found anything?
No. So, it's one of those, I mean, you know, there's stuff out there, but it's just more money than what we want to spend.
Yeah. Is there a specific, like, model that you guys look at, or?
We're looking for a Peterbilt, but, I mean, we still haven't found what we're looking for, and, you know, the stuff that we have found is just way more than what we want to spend, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not that we're spending our money, we're spending somebody else's, but we still got to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and we don't want to, you know, we just don't throw ourselves in a bind, so, I mean, that's just how it is. So, I mean, if we get closer and, you know, something works out, then we'll call you guys and tell them. We're just kind of sitting still, wait until we find the right deal.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's, you know, not like an overnight process thing. I mean, how much are you guys looking to spend on it?
Well, you know, we're only wanting to spend $35,000 to $40,000, but everything that we've been looking at that we found, you know, has been in the 60 to 70 range, and we're just not going to spend that much. You know,
yeah.
It's just not justifiable for us because the trucks don't run all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily use them for, you know, just our business and what we do, and hauling gravel and moving equipment and stuff like that. And, you know, there's times when, you know, the trucks, you know, the one truck we have right now, I mean, it hasn't moved in 5 days, and we're not going to use it for another couple of days, and we're going to use it for 2 or 3 days, then it'll sit for another 5 or 10 days, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just, you know, we just know what our limits are, and what we're comfortable with, and, you know, we don't want to do any more than that. So like I said, if we find something, we'll get in touch with you guys, and we'll be looking for some financing, and we'll go from there.
All right, yeah, sounds good. And, I mean, with this, you know, truck, what's this really going to do for you guys to be able to pick up more jobs, or are you,
We're just really looking to try and upgrade. We're going to take the truck that we have now and put a water tank on it. You know, we have a water truck, but the water truck we have is pretty old, but the tank and everything's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're looking at. So,
converting it into a water truck.
That's what we're going to do with the one we have right now. So,
okay.
Anyways, you know, like I said, that's where we're at with it.
Okay, no problem.
We get closer or whatever, I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good. And also okay. with that forklift, I mean, have you been, like, looking at that as well, or?
Well, we have been, but we have one and we need to sell it, and we haven't sold it yet. So, I mean, if we get ours sold, then we'll be in a pretty big hurry about doing it, but until then, we're not, you know, it's just one of those things. We don't need two of them sitting around.
Yeah, so you're selling, like, an older model one? Is it, like, breaking down?
No, it's in good shape. We just need something that's a little bit bigger.
Oh, okay.
So, we're just, you know, kind of the same thing there, just upgrading a little bit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's great. It sounds like you guys are doing well, and you're looking to expand and upgrade. And with this bigger forklift, like, what do you guys usually lift with it over there?
Most of the stuff we use with it's metal building work, so.
Oh, like metal work. Okay. And do you have, like, specific vendors for forklifts that you work with, or are you just, you know, looking for the best deal?
You know, we have a handful of people that we deal with, but just kind of the same thing there. We know what we want. We just haven't come across the right one yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we've looked at a few, but we just haven't found the right deal. So anyways, you know, if we do, then that may be something too, but until we find the right deal, it just is what it is.
Yeah, it just is what it is. Okay. And yeah, I mean, you're the 100% owner up there, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then how long have you been in business for?
I don't know why you're asking all these questions, Danny. It's got nothing to do with, if we do something with you guys, we'll get into detail with what we do.
Okay.
Until then, I'm not just going to sit and chat on the phone with you and give you all the information. I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
Okay, no problem. I was just trying to learn.
So, I mean, what do you guys even have? I mean, why do you even want to know? We're not doing anything yet, so why do you guys want to ask those questions and be nosy about what we're doing, about our business?
Yeah, I was just curious to see exactly what we could do for it, because we have multiple programs, and we also do working
programs. Well, I understand you have multiple, and we've talked about this, but if it's something that we need to do, I'll get in touch with you guys. I have your number.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good, Mickey. All right, thank you.